USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump continues to do the people's business and preps for meetings at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. The president will be working, and so will his team of A-list lawyers, as they prepare documents and devise a strategy for his defense in the Senate impeachment trial. Trump's lawyers calling the two articles of impeachment an affront to the Constitution. More now from USA Radio's Chris Barnes in Washington, D.C.
And in an executive summary of a pre-trial brief, the president's legal team argues the charge of obstruction of Congress was frivolous and dangerous. The summary adds the Senate needs to speedily reject the articles of impeachment and acquit President Trump, along with accusing House Democrats of conducting a rigged process. The brief claims they actually proved the president did nothing wrong.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
As Americans celebrate Martin Luther King Day, wreaths placed at the base of his statue in Washington, D.C., where he gave the I Have a Dream speech back in 1963. In Atlanta, where Dr. King is buried next to his wife, a ceremony at the King Center. South of the city in Fayetteville, Georgia, the annual MLK Day parade, sponsored by a local Baptist church. People attending say King's message is still so powerful.
The 60s, oh, it was a great day to have him to stand up and speak for us, for all those that couldn't speak for themselves or couldn't get out and tell the country what we needed to live as people, as one.
He did a lot for African Americans, so I'm here to support him. We have more freedom and stuff.
We get a chance to show how we came up in the life of Martin Luther King. He stands for our freedom. He stands for a better life for us. And for everybody, not only the black, the white, everybody.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
An early preview now of the Super Bowl, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Super Bowl 54 is set for February 2nd at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami, Florida. The Kansas City Chiefs will be playing against the San Francisco 49ers. Former NFL player Jack Brewer says,
"You know what? I want to see my old coach Andy Reid win his first championship. You know, he had some rough ones there with the Eagles. But, you know, it's going to be hard to beat this San Francisco team. If I had to put money on the game, it'd definitely be on San Francisco because their defense is just that dominant. You watch them, they're able to get pressure on the quarterback with only four down linemen, and that just changes the game for you defensively. You're able to play zone coverage on the back end, stop the run. So it'll be a tough win, but I think those Chief fans will be down here in droves, you know, taking over South Florida."
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The very latest now on Harry and his wife leaving their royal duties behind.
Britain's Prince Harry says he and his wife Meghan simply had no choice but to step back from their royal duties. He says they want to try and live more peaceful lives.
"Once Meghan and I were married, we were excited, we were hopeful, and we were here to serve. For those reasons, it brings me great sadness that it has come to this."
In a speech to a charity organization, Harry says, "Our hope was to continue serving the Queen, the Commonwealth, and my military associations without any public fundings. Sadly, that wasn't possible." For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.